Good morning, Karen. It's Tim Carter. Sure appreciate you calling WGRR. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tim. This is Karen.
Great to have you on the air.
Thank you. I had sent you an email a couple weeks ago with an attachment.
Yes.
And you had said, please send the attachment to you.
Yes, I did. I got it in the mail this week.
Okay, great, great. Okay, good.
But what I want you to do is I want you, because it's almost like we had a little a private meeting, it's not fair to the listeners. I need you to describe the situation and tell everybody what's going on.
Okay. Here's the situation. I'm the president of a condo association, and I've been trying to get some work done around the property that needs to be done. And we have some garages, if that's part of our community. They're detached garages. I'm not sure that I didn't mention that at the time. But there was some work that needed to be done on one of the garages, and I hired a company to do that for us. And while the gentleman was doing this, he noticed that there was some structural problems with the outside wall, that it was starting to pull away from the building, you know, from the, like, I don't know, the inside of it or whatever. I'm not exactly sure how to describe that.
Okay.
And
And what are the garages, the outside walls of the garage made of? Are they just like wood frame covered with vinyl siding or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Well, one side of the building is brick, and the other side is, yes, it's covered with paneling, I guess.
Okay, like some type of wood paneling or plywood or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the part that's pulling away, is it the brick wall that's pulling away?
No.
Okay.
The brick side is fine.
Okay.
It's the side where the paneling, you know, where the wood paneling,
okay,
is.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so he asked me, he said, he gave me a call, and he said, Karen, you really need to come and see this so you can understand what I'm talking about. So he went over it with me, and I could see that, I could see exactly what he meant, because the one building, the wall was coming out, you know, you could actually see it, excuse me, you could actually see it separating from the, you know, from the roof part or whatever you want to call that, you know.
Okay, sure.
Several inches.
Okay.
And I said, oh, yeah, I see what you mean. And what he showed me was basically, okay, and this is sort of layman's, you know, a layman's description of it, was that there was not enough 2x4s to hold the wall against the, you know, at to the main structure, okay?
Okay.
2x4s and brackets. Okay, so I asked him, I said, well, you know, please, you know, give me an estimate on
right.
that.
And that's what you sent me, was their estimate.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, here's what I would do. Here's how I would have solved this problem. And I think as if you were, the situation's a little different because you are the president of the board.
Right.
Okay, in other words, if you were just a homeowner,
mm-hmm.
you might approach this a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's a little, now that you are, you've got great power and you've got great responsibility,
mm-hmm.
because you've got, how many units are in this condo?
There's 29 units, but there's only 16 with garages.
Okay, well, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people, you know, the equity in their buildings, you know, the value of their condos,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of you. This is affected directly by what's going on.
Exactly.
So you can't get by. Here's the thing. I think what you probably think I might say is get another estimate, but that's not where I'm going here, believe
okay.
it or not. Because this is a structural issue, and the only way I would proceed with this is I would hire a structural engineer,
mm-hmm.
who will come out. This is a very simple problem, what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
but it has pretty serious ramifications,
right.
because these are These are, you know, detached garages, structures on their own, and they're subjected to some pretty high forces when it gets windy around here.
Right.
Okay, so here's the great news. A good structural engineer could come out there and probably in just an hour's time or less, just looking around, especially since the garages are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little more complicated when they're looking at a house where you've got drywall and plaster covering things that they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? Because you can see all the structure in this thing when you go in the garages, right?
Yeah.
Because the inside walls of the garages are not finished. Correct?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The inside walls of the garages are not finished.
Yes, that is correct.
Bingo. Okay. So I'm willing to say that within an hour or 90 minutes, a structural engineer could look at everything, get the data he needs, take his photographs, go back to his office, and probably within another hour or hour and a half, he would come up with a engineered solution that has his stamp on it.
Okay.
You know, in other words, these guys are registered and certified by the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that plan, you know, that, and it may only be one sheet of paper, it may be two.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can go out and get some accurate bids where you know the solution, that if it's done the way the engineer says, it's going to work.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And here's even the next best thing. You might take this in front of your at the next board meeting. I mean, here would be, you could say, here's what Tim said to say we should do. Mm-hmm. We need to hire a structural engineer, and here are the bids I just got. In other words, because I'm going to give you the name of a couple engineers to call.
Oh, okay, that would be great.
Yeah, but then you should potentially also ask the engineer, okay, I want you to come out, I want you to look at it, and I want you to give us a solution, but I also want you to come back and inspect the job after it's done.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can make sure that the contractor did it the way you said to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see what I mean? So find out what that would cost, you know, the follow-up inspection.
Okay.
Now, this is super critical. Write this down.
Okay.
If you and your condo people decide to do it this way, in your contract with the whatever contract you eventually decide to do it with, you will put in the contract, you know, here are the terms, we'll pay this price, and you've got to do the work exactly as this engineer said, and we've attached a copy of his, you know, his report and his plans, but we are going to withhold 30% of the payment, you know, until he has certified that the work is okay. And as soon as he certifies the work is okay, within, I don't know, pick a time, 24, 48, 96 hours, we will pay the balance.
Okay.
See what I mean? So don't base the work on an if-come basis. Like, well, you know, I'm going to do it right. You know, because then if the engineer says, well, the guy didn't do it right, and you say, well, I paid all the money, it's too late.
Right.
You're not going to get that money back.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I would do. Now, here's who I would call. First guy, I've actually had him as a guest on the show, Bob Becker.
Bob Becker,
and I think his number is 351.
Wait, 351.
3355.
3355. Okay.
Okay, and there used to be another. Just to be fair, and to give you a second one, for years there was another structural engineer here in town who did a lot of residential work, and I do not know his number, but it'll be in the phone book. Steve Schaefer.
Schaefer.
I think it's S C H A E F F E R.
Wait,
S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R. And I mean, we'll just look in the yellow pages under engineers, and there'll be a subheading like structural, because there's all different types of engineers. They're like civil engineers, mechanical engineers, chemical engineers. You know, there's engineers all over the place. But you want structural.
Okay.
And and then, you know, if you see any other ads in the yellow pages where they say they do residential structural engineering, that's the person you want.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to take anything away from all the structural engineers out there, but there are some that just specialize in building bridges and high-rise, you know, like skyscrapers. That's not the person you want out there looking at this garage, because they may be a little rusty on the residential end.
Okay, now when I would get this paper from the structural engineer,
You're gonna start over on the bidding process, because the bid that you got from that company, and I'm not gonna say who it is, it may be worthless because what they propose to do may not be right.
Okay.
See, that was what I wanted to talk to you about. They may not be doing the right thing.
Okay.
See what I mean? And now, and I'll give you two other companies to get bids from.
And Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Good, because
I'm gonna give you
I was having just a problem thinking, gosh, who do I even call about?
No, here, I'll give you two names real fast.
Okay.
Both of these companies I feel very confident with. I already know that if you hand them the plan from the engineer,
mm-hmm.
they'll look at it and say, no problem, we'll do it.
Really?
And they'll do it right. I mean, they're not going to argue with it. They'll just say, we'll do it.
All right.
Okay, it's Neals Remodeling.
How do you spell that?
N-E-A-L-S.
N-E-A-L-S. Okay.
Neals Remodeling, and then Kraft Construction with a K.
Okay, Kraft.
And you'll just have to look in the yellow pages to find those guys or the white
okay,
pages.
Okay, yeah, no, I can do that.
Kraft Construction with a K.
Okay.
Tell them I said hello.
I will.
All righty?
Okay.
I got a scoot, Karen.
All right, thank you so much,
well,
Tim.
And please email me and let me know how it all came out.
I certainly will.
I would, or even call back to the show. I would love to, we would all like to hear how this turns out.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right.